Morning, we're continuing with Chayodim, Chalm and Dalet, Simen Zion. So we're holding in the middle of the Simen. So he says in the situation where they're not Dakin Ma'od, it's appropriate to only eat it Techasuda. And he says, the Afshe Mamalan or his son Acher Afia Begavino Umetagna Mechema. After you bake it, you fill it with cheese. And then you fry it again in butter. So that doesn't take away from the status of lechem. The filling it up after you bake it doesn't affect it. And the act of frying it afterwards doesn't affect it. Like we discussed before, in not all cases of frying it can remove its lechem status. So it was a frying which would not be enough to affect its status, take away from the din of lechem. It wasn't a large amount of butter, which would give it a significant flavor. So the filling doesn't change it, and the frying doesn't change it. Now, v'hasof ganon shekaren pamushkish shirinshkis shilosin rako. Person is making some type of this is going to be a battered-based type of a donut or something similar to that. So it's a blila raka, so it starts out being a batter. Filling the illusion in mind, even if the only ingredients were water, you didn't put other ingredients in the dough. Then you would take them and you would, instead of baking them, you would take the batter and you would fry it. So till now we've discussed a case where you started out either with bread that you fried, or that a dough, which is a thick dough, which you fried. So both those cases start out with being some level of lechem. And the question is, does the act of frying it remove its lechem status? And that was questionable, different types of frying, etc. But here we're dealing with something which is batter to start with. So it's not a bread at all. And you never bake it. All you do is fry it. So that already says that that does not give it a status of a possible bakistan. And therefore, filu ochel kadei svia mavorach barei minim mazonos v'alem michya. So they remain a mazonos no matter how much you eat of them, because there's no tara lechem. Because if it starts out as not as a dough but as a batter, number one, and in the end all you do is instead of baking it, you fry it, so that never upgrades to the status of pasul bakistan. It's a mazonos because it's a flour-based item, but it's not possible bakistan. Similarly, just other examples that a person takes something which starts out as being a batter, and they deep fry it, or even if they fry it regularly, that frying is questionable whether it's considered pas to the point we're not going to be machmer. That seems to be the opinion of the chayotim. For hoizim blazen, the hainu shemagalgun isa and iloshim b'mayim b'liyasa avo, v'harkach matagnin b'mashka, yesh to din ha'mavur b'simen vav. So those goes back to simen vav. It starts out as a dough, so that's the question of, we have the chumras of what to do with that. V'imilishkam kem b'mashka, o'shem dakim oid, din ha'mavur b'simen gimel. So, if there's other, even if it's in the past, but if the dough is a very flavored dough, it would never be more than pasul bakistan. So that was discussed before. It was nilash b'mashka, or if it was dakin ma'oid, again, that's a different version of what would make something into pasul bakistan. So both of those are discussed before in Sim Gimel. Okay, the Chayonim in the next simon is going to address the question of, if a person eats pasul bakistan during the meal, does one make a bracha or not? Now, the truth is, we discussed this before back in Klal Mem Gimel, and he's basically going to tell us that we have to look back in Klal Mem Gimel to discuss that, so we're going to clarify those points with Hashem in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.